Good Wednesday. Today is July the 23rd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, fungicides and tar spot making agricultural headlines. We're going to visit today with Kim Tudor. She's a technical market manager with row crop fungicide for corn and wheat with BASF, talking about the environment and pressure from tar spot this year. Stay tuned. We'll be back with that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Kim Tudor. Kim is with BASF, serving as a technical market manager for row crop fungicides and specializing in the corn and wheat crop. Kim, right now, a big topic among many corn growers is tar spot, especially with the time of the year we are in. And depending on where you're at, the way the weather has been, some excessive rainfall in some parts of the country. Can you maybe share a little bit more about the disease and things farmers should keep in mind when it comes to managing? Obviously, the disease is out in the environment, so we're at the point where we need to look at ways to manage what's out there.
Sure. So tar spot is a really problematic corn disease in lots of parts of the Midwest, as well as moving further and further across the country. It was first identified in the Midwest back in 2015, and now it's continued to spread outward. As of this morning, the Crop Protection Network tar spot map cites that it's been documented in Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and even into New York and Pennsylvania. And so when we think about why this disease can be so problematic and what can we do to manage it, first and foremost, it takes us back to that concept of the disease triangle. So there are three key elements that you need in order for a disease to take place. First, you need a susceptible host, which is corn. We have lots of corn planted across the Midwest. Secondly, we need the pathogen. We know that we have the pathogen present because it overwinters in corn stubble. And then thirdly, we need the right environmental conditions, which you alluded to. Now, tar spot does prefer somewhat cooler temperatures, lots of humidity, like lots of other disease. And so when you look at the forecast across the Midwest, there are lots of areas that are going to have these temperatures at night, you know, in that 60 to 70 some degree mark of moisture predicted, lots of heavy dews as well. And it's really setting up for the potential to have a pretty heavy tar spot infection year. Now, part of the reason why tar spot is so difficult to manage comes back to the idea of a latent period. So a latent period is that time between initial infection and reproduction, or when you can actually start to spot those lesions with the naked eye. Now, every soybean and corn disease has a latent period, but they just vary in terms of length. And tar spot has a really long latent period. It's 14 to upwards of 20 days. So that's roughly 2 to 3 weeks that disease is inside that corn plant, robbing it of nutrients and of water and reducing its overall photosynthetic ability before you can even detect that it's there. And so that's why it's really important for folks to consider a planned, proactive fungicide application with a product like Veltima fungicide.
Talk a little bit about Veltima, if you will, and sort of what that does in the plant to help ward off tar spot.
So Veltima is an incredible performer in terms of long-lasting and broad-spectrum disease control against all kinds of problematic corn diseases, whether it be tar spot, gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight, southern rust, etc. But in addition to that long-lasting disease control, it also offers environmental stress mitigation. You know the old adage, the only two things in life that are certain are death and taxes? I would argue that the third is stress. So our crops are always battling some kind of stress. It could be heat stress, drought stress. It could be stress from a disease. We just never know exactly what that stress is going to be. And so by helping keep the stomata or the openings on the leaf surface so that those plants can continue to give off heat, they can give off stress hormones like ethylene and continue to photosynthesize, you're going to continue to promote root growth and continue to drive that yield potential. But in addition to optimizing that plant's growth efficiency, we're also going to help mitigate those environmental stressors as well. So again, by keeping those stomates open, it's a natural plant response to close stomates when they're starting to experience drought stress because they're trying to hold on to as much water as they possibly can. But by keeping those stomates open, it prevents that heat from building up inside that plant and triggering to that plant, hey, we're under stress. We might need to start thinking about producing seed. So with a product like Zeltima, you're going to get, again, that longer lasting broad spectrum residual disease control, but you're also going to get other stress mitigation benefits as well. And that's what leads to the consistent performance that we see with Zeltima fungicide year in and year out.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue our conversation with Kim Tudor. She is a technical market manager focusing on row crop fungicide for corn and wheat with BASF. We're talking today about tar spot. So as we take a look, and especially across Ohio, we've got corn at all different stages. Some of it's just getting into tassel. Some of it's been in tassel. Others that, you know, really have a ways to go before that starts to emerge. From a timing standpoint, obviously, once we see the tar spot, it's probably too late. But when should we look at timing applications, and maybe what are the best methods to get that applied?
Well, you know, you hinted at it. It's being proactive with your scouting, right? And it's understanding how that disease severity is ramping up. You know, just because you see a couple of lesions showing up, depending on the weather outlook for the next, you know, couple weeks, depending on the growth stage that your corn is in, like you also alluded to, you know, it may be justifiable to hold for a week or two before pulling the trigger. All of our data that we have seen shows that the best ROI or the best bang for your buck in terms of a fungicide recommendation in terms of application timing is going to be Zeltima at 7 ounces at that full tassel or that VT timing. So protecting that plant as it's starting to shift and go from vegetative growth into reproductive growth. Now, if you find yourself in a situation, you know, maybe you're in one of these counties on the map that's starting to light up. Maybe you're hearing from your neighbors that they're already starting to see tar spot. Maybe you've had tar spot on your farm before. Or, you know, perhaps you've got a hybrid that is planted that may not be somewhat as tolerant. Now, we don't have any truly tolerant hybrids on the market today to tar spot, but there are some that are showing a little bit more tolerance compared to others. But if you find yourself in one of those situations, you do have the flexibility to go a little bit earlier if needed, because you're still going to have that longer lasting residual control with a product like Zeltima. But Zeltima also offers a rate range. So 7 ounces, again, that's our baseline recommendation, but you do have the ability to go up to 10 ounces per acre at that full tassel or VT timing. Now, adding in those 3 additional ounces is going to get you additional residual control. And so in a lot of instances, you know, if you find yourself in one of those stressful situations, you may hear other people saying, well, you got to spray twice. You have to spray twice. That may not always be the case. Sometimes just by increasing that rate to 10 ounces, if you keep scouting, it may be enough to get you through the rest of the season and help save you some money on that second fungicide pass, because we recognize that that's an additional investment. And then our third level of recommendation, which we call our specialized recommendation, if you find yourself in one of those pockets or one of those unique scenarios, got a lot of disease pressure, maybe you've got more than one disease present. I was out in Iowa and Illinois last week. I found tar spot, gray leaf spot, and northern corn leaf blight all in the same field. Now, they weren't all at a high severity or high amount of pressure, but they were all present, and based on the environmental conditions, had the potential to really ramp up. So if you find yourself in one of those situations where, I don't know, maybe one pass is not going to get it, we would recommend that you apply that first pass of Zeltima, again, at 7 ounces. Go a little bit earlier. Go at that first tassel timing, and then follow it with a second application at that R2 to R3 growth stage. Again, you can make the second application with a product like Veltima, but Headline Ant is also a great choice there as well.
Well, great information. And obviously, tar spot definitely has got guys' attention as we've seen the potential for yield loss in the last couple of years. And folks, especially in light of where the commodity prices are right now, not too anxious to lose any unnecessary yield. So nice to know there's a product like Veltima fungicide that has that flexibility of maybe a different application window earlier or later and different application rates to help accomplish the task. Like you said, especially in light if you've got different disease complexes going on. Kim, if farmers want to learn more or get some more resources, where can they go?
Sure. They can certainly visit with their local BASF representative, or they can visit us online at agriculture.basf.us. And for folks out there that have used or are planning to use or have already used Veltima, RevyTech, or RevyLock fungicides on their farms this year, we would certainly encourage them to participate in the Real Result Yield Challenge that we have in 2025 for an opportunity to win an F-250 truck lease. They can learn more at yieldchallenge.basf.us.
Sounds like a great opportunity there for some good yields and nice prizes along the way, too. Again, my guest today has been Kim Tudor. She is with BASF, a technical market manager with row crop fungicides for corn and wheat. Kim, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Dusty.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.